Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Oliver Friesen, who's CEO at Golden Metal Resources. How are you today, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think we're used to seeing you out in the field these days, but you're back at base. Lots of news as well to digest. What are the highlights as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, so the main takeaways are the fact that we've identified three very high priority exploration targets. You know, Zach, when we originally acquired this asset about 2 years ago, you know, obviously the main selling point was the fact that it currently hosts the largest undeveloped tungsten resource in the U.S., which, as I'm sure we'll touch on, is a very important and critical aspect alone. However, as an exploration geologist myself, what really drew me in was the fact that it looked or appeared to be a much bigger exploration picture at Pilot Mountain that was not getting the attention that it deserved. So we believe there's a much bigger in-ground resource at Pilot Mountain, which is why we set out to do the IP geophysics work that we've now completed and announced today. Now, the important thing for listeners to understand about the work that we've done is we've done this IP over areas of existing known mineralization. So a lot of your listeners might, you know, be familiar with various sort of IP or geophysical surveys that are done. And, you know, oftentimes companies will announce certain anomalies that they've identified. However, in this case, because we did geophysical work over existing resources at Desert Sheila, as well as some of the other zones, what we can do, Zach, which gives us a huge leg up and a huge advantage, is look for the exact geophysical signatures that line up with existing in-ground tungsten resources. And then what we do is we apply or we look for that exact same geophysical signature elsewhere on the property. And if we find the same signature, because we're in essentially the same geological terrain, it leads us to believe or we believe that those same geophysical signatures have a high likelihood of essentially being caused by the same type of alteration and mineralization. So, for instance, at our Desert Scheelite Parallel West Zone, there's a larger resistivity low feature that's never been drilled, which has almost an identical geophysical signature to the Desert Scheelite geophysical signature, which hosts 10.7 million tons at 0.27% tungsten trioxide. So that discovery and the outlining of that anomaly alone is very significant discovery and advancement for the company. And then we have those other two targets, which are very exciting in their own right. So a lot to sort of digest. But as you know, as we originally believed there to be a much larger exploration story, I think with the work we've done and the results we've put out today, we've certainly proven that to be the case. More work to be done, but we're really excited about the start that we've made here.
I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure nobody else has asked you before. It is that how much does being an exploration geologist give you an advantage over other equivalent CEOs who are sort of promoting and trying to evangelize regarding their exploration companies?
Yeah, it's a good question. And you're right, I've never been asked that. You know, I personally think, you know, being at the stage that we're at, you know, we're an exploration and pre-development company. So our business and the way that we drive value is by making discoveries and by advancing these properties to the point of discovery and hopefully to sales. So, you know, the reality is my background, you know, the first 10, 15 years of my career were spent in, you know, doing geophysical surveys, interpreting the results, making sense of those, figuring out what the next steps are going to be. And that's the exact stage that Pilot Mountain and Golden Metal Resources are in right now. We're looking to make additional discoveries. We're also pushing forward a very important development story as well with Pilot Mountain. But obviously I'm a bit biased, but I think, you know, considering the stage that we're at and the way that we can drive value for our shareholders, you know, I think with my experience as an exploration geologist, puts me in a very fortuitous position to ultimately push this business forward and drive ultimate value for our shareholders.
You've only been listed a few weeks and, you know, you've been very busy, an RNS, not every other day, but at a pretty good pace. Have you already found a significant amount more than you thought you had or you stated that you had at the time of listing or in the prospectus?
Yeah, no, I think the progress that we've made in the last about 2 to 3 weeks here since list should highlight to investors and listeners the pace at which we're looking to push for these assets and various corporate developments at the company. You know, we're not a company, we're not a lifestyle company. We didn't raise the money to sit on our hands and maybe hear from the, you know, communicate to the market every 6 months or so. You know, it's our mandate is to take those funds and to ultimately push these projects forward at pace, push forward the various corporate and commercial developments as well at pace. So there's been a lot going on behind the scenes. There's been a lot of development. We're really pleased with the results at Garfield, which showed a much bigger geological story there and much larger copper footprint than originally known. Golconda Summit, once again, we've identified two very important Carlin-type gold targets. And now here at Pilot Mountain, I think the most significant of all the news pieces so far is the fact that we've identified three very high-priority zones. And as I mentioned, we currently have the largest in-ground tungsten resource in the U.S., but how big could it be? And I think some of the results presented today should highlight exactly what that potential could look like. So it's been full speed ahead. We're looking forward to continuing to communicate with the market as the various exploration and corporate and commercial developments are made within the business.
Right. Well, one of the highlights of Golden Metal is that you're in the U.S. You're in probably what is known as generally acknowledged as being one of the finest mining jurisdictions in the world, but the U.S. factor there is almost more important than Nevada. U.S. is looking at critical metal security, and you've got an added bonus as compared to your peers in the sense that the U.S. government is very keen on funding secure sources of metals such as the ones that you're looking for at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. It's a really good point. And a really important part of our story is exactly what you just highlighted and mentioned. And I should highlight to listeners, we put out an RNS yesterday, which highlighted the appointment of Mrs. Chang Turkmenbaev as a U.S. critical or strategic metals advisor to the company. The reason we've done that is, as you've mentioned, there's a large pools of capital that are available in the U.S. through the Department of Defense, the Department of Commerce, Department of Minerals, Department of Energy. All of those funds are a good proportion of those funds are earmarked for exploration and development projects located on U.S. soil, which are projects that are focused on metals, including critical battery and defense metals like tungsten, with the ultimate goal of using those funds to fast-track development, eventually leading to those metals entering directly into the U.S. supply chain. So as you mentioned, there's a very critical metal strategy at Pilot Mountain, which puts us in the position to potentially be able to access some of those large pools of capital. It's a very important part of our strategy, and Ms. Turkmenbaev and myself are working very closely to push that strategy forward at pace. One such pool of capital I'll mention today is through the Department of Defense. It's their DPA Title III program. They currently received approximately $250 million in this upcoming or this current fiscal year to deploy to exploration and development projects like Pilot Mountain. So that's just one of the funding pools we're looking to tap into. There's multiple other ones that we potentially could have access to. There's obviously no guarantee that we will receive funding, but we think we're in a very fortuitous position with the project that we own being 100% owned in Nevada. And the news we put out today highlighting that there's potentially a much bigger exploration story at Pilot Mountain certainly adds or increases our odds of having successful conversations with various U.S. government departments. So very important part of our strategy. The appointment of Chang was sort of step one, but listeners can expect to hear further updates from the company, hopefully in short order here, highlighting which pools of capital we're going to be going for, what the possible outcomes could be like, and what the timelines are going to look like as well.
So that really indicates that existing shareholders and new shareholders will have the potentially Uncle Sam helping them take the strain in terms of your developing projects in a way that very few other companies will have that sort of luxury.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality is, obviously, we need to spend money to explore and develop these projects. However, being in the U.S., being such a critical project, having tungsten, which is a very important defense metal that the Department of Defense needs, puts us in that position. So ideally, we're looking to tap into these funding sources. The important thing to note, Zach, is that the majority of these pools of capital are non-dilutionary funds. So they're being offered as grants. So they're not repayable, which means that we can fast-track exploration, we can fast-track development by utilizing those funds, as you mentioned, from Uncle Sam, without having to go to the market. So there's a very, very interesting story there. And it's a very important part of gold medal story that we're pushing forward at pace here. So there's going to be a lot of developments, hopefully, on that end over the next couple of weeks and months here as we continue to push that strategy forward.
And logically, the more you find, the more significant, more strategic your finds are, if that's the right word, the more likely it is that external sources of or you know, government sources of funding will come in.
Absolutely. I mean, you nailed it on the head there. I mean, the reality is the U.S. wants to support projects which will fill a huge void in their current domestic metals portfolio. And tungsten is really interesting because China currently produces more than 80% of total global tungsten supply. And the U.S. actually has no domestic primary production of tungsten. So they do not have any active tungsten mines. So as you mentioned, you know, as we continue to grow this property and hopefully grow the in-ground resources, what that signals to the government is that this project becomes even more and more valuable and critical because the metals that we've proven to be in the ground go a long way in solving their domestic defense metal needs. So yeah, as you mentioned, as we continue to push this project forward, it gets more and more attractive and becomes a project that the U.S. ultimately, hopefully, will need to see go into development at some stage.
All right. Just finally, is it all about Pilot Mountain, or are there any other? Is there anything else you're looking for? You've got enough on your plate at the moment.
Well, the reality is, Pilot Mountain alone is a standalone asset in most companies. With that being said, as you alluded to earlier in the conversation, there's been news across the portfolio. And I think what that should highlight to investors is that we are pushing the other assets forward in tandem, looking to create value there, which I think we've certainly done already. However, the focal point of the business is certainly going to be on Pilot Mountain based on all the things that we've discussed today. But investors should certainly stay familiar with Golconda Summit and Garfield and Stonewall as well, because there will be news coming across those assets as well. And if you're looking to getting exposure to Carlin type gold or really important copper, hopefully discoveries in Nevada, those will just be sort of a feather in the cap, so to say, for the company here, which will complement ultimately the value that we hopefully can deliver with the exploration and hopefully future development at Pilot Mountain.
Oliver Friesen, CEO at Gold Metal Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Let's chat again soon.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.